There is 1 week left till the regional theater production of The Taming of the Shrew. The director has asked his leads, Sally and Tom, to stay late after tonight's partial dress rehearsal to work on their romantic chemistry since it's just not playing right on stage. He's given them a few exercises to try out in hopes of stimulating something authentic between the two of them. Tom isn't sure about all of this. This production is his first professional acting experience, but the director was so taken with the raw talent of his audition that he cast him as Petruchio immediately. Sally has been working to be an actor her whole life. She's taking the director's instructions incredibly seriously, but is feeling the pressure a bit as the show's titular shrew, Kate. She hasn't been sleeping well, staying up late to make sure everything is perfect.
He gestures to the pages in his hand, instructions left behind by the director. He and Sally stand at an awkward distance apart. He doesn't know how to act around her. He finds her so intimidating. It's hard to let his guard down enough to convey an authentic performance. She won't look at him. He tries not to get frustrated. She nods absentmindedly. She's feeling a bit woozy, standing under the lights rehearsing for hours, and now this, but she has to be strong.
Sally slowly walks over to him. The lights are so hot and bright. She's wearing the costume of Kate, a tightly corseted dress and full skirt of heavy, flower-printed material with long sleeves. She squints at Tom, who wears his character's frilly silk shirt and silk pants, coming into focus as they stand now an arm's length apart.
He pulls her in close, her bosom up against the silk over his chest. She relaxes a bit. The cool silk feels nice on her flushed skin. He looks into her eyes.
He scowls as he says it, emoting disgust. She parries with a sincerity that almost breaks him. Her talent is unfathomable to him. He's never been so close to anything like it.
His hate is sorrowful, and hers is enamored. She wobbles a bit in his arms, breaking the eye contact. Tom steadies her, bringing her gaze back to his. He doesn't understand. Does she think he's better than he is? Beyond talent, but as a person?
He grips his fingers into the small of her back as he says this. She can't feel it all that much as her corset is wound so tightly.
She pulls away, but he catches her elbow.
She falters again, sinking to the ground. Tom follows with genuine concern. How could he be so self-centered? He's not had to stand for the past 2 hours in a corset.
With a delicacy she didn't know he was capable of, he begins to loosen her corset from behind, his warm breath on her shoulders. She sinks her breathing to his as she feels an immense release around her lower ribcage.
She sighs in relief, closing her eyes and breathing. He watches her body rise and fall, her bare back now a bit exposed. He sees a mole he's never seen before. She looks beautiful, even under the harsh lights of the theater. She moves to rise, and he holds her down, encouraging her to settle on the floor.
She turns, sitting on her knees, her skirts around her as a cushion, her breathing slow. He sits on his as well, their knees touching, their hands in their laps. He sinks his breathing to hers before beginning again, briefly watching her breasts rise and fall, hypnotized. He looks deep into her eyes.
He contorts his face goofily, as if in extreme pain. She giggles, feeling far more comfortable than she has all day. All week, in fact.
She moans this loudly, and Tom feels it in his silk waistband. He shifts on his knees, a bit horrified by his own physiological reaction to this exercise. She giggles again, and he feels less embarrassed, joining in laughing with her.
She looks down at her hands, ashamed. Tom is incredulous. He scoots closer, grabbing her hands.
She looks at him, at his full lips, how the lights give his gorgeous head of hair a bit of a halo. She feels safe, warm, and a tingling deep beneath her skirts. Despite being on stage in this vast, empty theater, she feels so close, so intimate with him. She leans close and kisses him. He closes his eyes, soaring high on the taste of her lips. He pulls her into his arms, still on his knees. She straddles him, unlacing the rest of her corset. As he pulls at the ties to free her chest, they work it down, her voluptuous tits falling out. Tom devours them with his mouth, his hands secure on her backside through her skirt as she rides his growing erection.
She pushes him back onto the stage floor. He extends his feet out underneath her as she kneels. She pulls away her skirts to feel her wet panties against the throbbing crotch of his silk pants. She pulls his silk shirt off over his head, kissing along his chest. She kisses his lips, then pauses.
She smiles coyly, bringing his hands to massage her nipples. She slides her own hand into his silk pants, freeing his erection beneath her.
Tom smiles, moaning as she strokes his hard cock in her hand. She moves her face down, taking him inside her warm, wet mouth.
She looks up at him, watching him as she sucks his cock. He threads his fingers through her hair, watching her take him deep inside her mouth.
She takes him out of her mouth, stroking him with a hand and sucking on his balls. Every inch of his body is on fire.
He sits up, bringing her head up, kissing himself off of her lips. Now he leans her down on her back, sucking on her nipples and stroking her wet pussy before disappearing underneath her skirts.
He loses himself deep inside her pussy, his tongue reaching further than she ever knew possible as he sucks on her clit.
She lifts up her skirts, inviting him back up to kiss her. They kneel to kiss and grope one another.
He flips her around and she gets on her hands and knees, hiking her skirts for him to slam into her pussy.
He pounds her under the warm lights of the stage, fucking her as they both look out to the empty seats, where the audience will have no choice but to applaud their sexual chemistry. They're sure to get a standing ovation.
Tom lays down on his back and Sally straddles him, still facing out, riding him reverse cowgirl style. She bounces up and down on his cock, filling herself with all of his length and girth, as deep as she can possibly go.